This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so can we stop with the stealing of the copper wire?
Please.
Were we like just on the verge of complete societal breakdown in Las Vegas yesterday? Just because the power went out. They were protesting on the east side. It was warm and then it wasn't warm. And
exactly.
I was like, are we right on the verge of something? Is this going to be another one of those days where everything goes sideways?
I didn't even know stealing copper wire was a thing. I'll tell you that we had somebody stealing copper wire in our neighborhood a couple months ago. I told you guys about that. That was the first time I ever heard it being like a lucrative business. But then to just be like on Las Vegas Boulevard, just stealing copper wire. You're like, wait, I personally don't know what that means.
What's funny about the copper wire thing and it being a lucrative deal and all that, we're kind of on the back end of it. Even the places where you would go to sell the copper, they're like, we're not doing that anymore because it's all stolen. And then those people were starting to get in trouble because they were accepting stolen goods and whatnot. So that's funny, though, that you didn't know that was a thing.
No idea. And I really didn't until it really happened in our neighborhood. But I just feel like you said it this morning best, like it was just kind of happening out in the open. Like no one was like, hey, pal, maybe don't do that. Like, hey, stop.
We need to get back to being able to, like, we're all looking out for each other.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see.
Because it's the copper wire. And what are they stealing off of cars? The
catalytic converter.
Yeah, the catalytic converter. They're stealing all this stuff. I mean, honestly, the strip in that area is probably the last part of town that hasn't been hit. They've done the highways. They did the arts district. Like they've, this is done. This has to be the last thing. Like well, that's already,
no more.
Already stripped out.
It's already stripped out. It's already gone. There's nothing left. There's nothing left for you to steal.
What was the area again that they were doing it?
It was yesterday. It was the NV Energy. Yeah. There was an NV Energy building, and it basically affected the strip. I know the Cosmo. I know the lights on the strip was like the last thing that turned on. So
the airport,
society, yeah, the airport.
The airport. That's right.
The strip. Well, the traffic lights was chaos for real.
You want to get somebody's attention? Make the lights on the strip and at the airport go out. That gets somebody. But the idea that somebody went okay. And isn't it, so they were talking about it was the substation thing. Isn't it the one like right over there? Was it the one at Trop or Flamingo, is it? And like Koval? You know what I mean?
So,
I'm thinking this is bold. It's not like I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying that just seemed to me where I thought that they would do it. And I thought, God, that's broad daylight.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And what do you do? Hey man, I got the vests. I got the hard hats. Nobody will watch us. I put the little yellow lights on top of my
character.
Top of my truck, you know, and people drive by. They must be doing maintenance. Okay. Next thing you know, whoop, all the lights go out.
Well, to your point, they're always doing maintenance. So whenever you see any kind of construction happening, you're like, oh, they're just doing their job. I would never be like, oh, they're thieves. Like,
yeah, and I should do something. Yeah, I know. All of a sudden you pull out your weapon. Stop that, citizens. And then you said, well, okay, then on top of everything else, you said something weird happened to you. Michaela started to tell the story, and Adrian and I are both, no, don't tell it yet. Tell it on the air. So what happened to you yesterday you don't believe ever happened to you before in your life?
Okay, it's so funny. So I'm looking for a couple like who does flamenco. I need to hire them for a gig.
Would they do what? Flamenco, like dancing?
Yes.
Is that the frilly costumes?
Yeah. When they do like the girls just look so cool and they like shimmy around and the guy like spins them around. It's very like Dancing with the Stars, but
sure.
You know, they've done it their whole lives.
So I might have a guy, just so you know. I might have a guy.
Are you the guy?
one day I was.
Me and you.
Not that day is not today.
Okay. Well, there's a lot going on at this event that I'm helping put together. So I reached out to a friend of mine who I know would know somebody. So he's in Europe right now. He's on tour. He's an amazing entertainer. So I said, hey, can you just send me some links to anybody that you may know for this event? Yes, of course, Michaela. We've known each other for years. Not very, very well, but we've done gigs many times together. So last night at like 8:30, my phone goes off and I open it and there's a website. And right below the website, immediately a text comes in from this guy who's helping me find entertainment. My phone has been hacked. Please do not open this. An immediate text after. Okay, I think I got it to work. Found the passwords. The link has been unsent. Now it just says unsent. What he doesn't realize is I already saw the link before he was able to unsend it. And he accidentally sent me a link that he definitely did not want me to see. If you can catch my drift.
Porny.
Yes.
It was porny. Yes. Somebody had hijacked the link and it was porn.
And then he was like, I've been hacked. 1 minute later, I'm back. I figured out my passwords. Don't worry. Okay, here's the link to the dancers. I started howling because I was like, first of all, it's me. Like, you could just be honest and be like, sorry, I'm an idiot. Like, what's up? I'm a dude. But he went on to continue telling me how his phone was hacked while simultaneously not being hacked. No. And I was like, oh my God, that's never happened to me.
No.
But has that ever happened to you? Like, you're trying to do a business professional thing and you just send, oh God.
Sent your porn link? No.
Yes!
No.
Business or otherwise, no.
And in my head, you looked at that and went, well, this isn't really the direction I was thinking of taking this gig, but you know, I'm open to anything.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by who?
Aroma Retail.
How about that?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Courtney Popsicle from Galleria.
Popsicle? What? You get that all the time, don't you, Court? Everybody's like, hey, Popsicle, that. Hockey fans know that there's a guy in Calgary that we don't like very much because he's mean. He goes around hitting people. That's his name's Popsicle. So they know that. Are you related to that guy, Courtney?
No, I'm not.
You should tell everybody you are. It's my brother. He was an a-hole when we were kids. All right. So Arlette in North Las Vegas has neighbors that moved in. And when she first went over there, she brought a housewarming gift, which is nice. And then when she goes over, she always takes a little something. But now she feels trapped. Is she?
You know, I would say she maybe is because I don't know if they're used to it. Like, oh yeah, let's invite her. You know, she's always going to bring something and that's what they want to. I'd feel like, oh my God, I have to bring something now every single time. I think she is.
until you're a level of friendship. Yeah. You're nodding your head, Michaela. Go.
Yeah, I had read so long ago when I was still a teenager that it was like proper etiquette to bring things to people's homes when you visit them. So I always do, even if it's something really small, like just like little cookies or something. But recently, which had never happened, a friend of mine and his wife were like, Mick, you don't have to bring anything. Just come over. And I was like, all right, thanks. So he was like, you don't have to, but everywhere else I do. I had read that that was like the kindest thing to do. So I do it everywhere.
Again, it depends on the level of friendship. The other night, I told you the other night, we went to big fancy dinner party at our friends that were, you know, kind of showing off a little bit. But we were having spaghetti, which was great. And they were like, do not bring anything. Mm. Amy still made a dessert. My wife still made a dessert.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not showing up empty handed.
Yeah.
And I said, you got it. Yeah. But you got to know who we're dealing with. And she goes, that's the problem. I don't. She goes, these are your he's your friend. He's not my friend. So we're not to that level yet. My other friends who live across the street from us, they're like, they will actually send the text. Hey, everybody come over. Please don't bring anything because we got too much. We got, you know what I mean? Like, don't bring beer. We got more beer than we know what to do with from the last time everybody came over.
Sure.
So I think that's the thing. Yeah. Until you get to that point where it's just, you're just hanging out. Yeah. I think so you're trapped, but not forever.
Yeah, for sure.
You, on the other hand, Courtney Postle, sister of that mean guy who plays for Calgary Flames. We've got you locked in for Saturday, July 5th. You don't have to bring anything but yourself. Tickets for you to the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn tour at Allegiant Stadium. Everybody else has to wait till Friday to buy their tickets. You have yours now.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. I signed up for pre-sale and I'm like, I need to be ready by, I forgot what day it is, but I still haven't received my pre-sale code. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm trying to go, but oh my God. That's
yay!
Crazy.
Yeah. Now you don't have to worry about it. You got a pre-sale. Oh, you got free sale. Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Have fun, girl.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Have a great day.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Wait, you were just singing to me a second ago, Michaela. Sing it, girl.
It's fun. I feel good.
Yeah, this one. What's the other one?
Good feeling as far as the day.
I love it.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Okay, this starts out dumb. Usually the best ones do.
Uh-huh.
This guy named David Fisher. He's a professional jump roper, right? Ooh. Like makes money at it.
Okay.
Really good at it. He specializes in double dutch.
Good for him.
Why is it so funny to me? Look at, I just hit my, just headbutted my own microphone. I'm just convulsing with laughter. So the double Dutch ropes, as you might imagine, are longer. And thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Westfield, Indiana, suburb of Indianapolis. A teenager fell through an icy pond right before New Year's. And because David just happened to be going by and had his double Dutch ropes in his car, he was able to save the kid who fell in the icy pond. If he didn't have the stupid double Dutch ropes, this kid would have died, right? And even if he was one of those, you know, like the girls that, you know, that do the jump roping on TikTok, just my feed? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if he just had the single rope, no good.
Yeah.
He had the double Dutch rope, thank God. And so he got honored with the life-saving award and the key to the city last week.
Oh my God, good for him.
Here's how resilient kids are, too. So mass shooting at a splash pad near Detroit last year. 9 people injured, including this little boy named Yannick. Nobody died, but Yannick lost his eyesight. Okay.
Oh, baby boy.
He's in the news again. because of how positive he stayed through it all. What makes him laugh the most is that stuff called FLARP. You know what I mean? It's the goo in the plastic container, and you stick your fingers in it, and it makes a He thinks it's freaking hilarious.
Oh my God.
He loves it so much that he asked his grandmother if they could get FLARP for all the kids in the hospital. Oh, I'm sure they love that.
I'm sure.
They rounded up 2,400 jars of this FLARP, and they're handing it out to all the kids in the hospital.
Oh my God, sweet baby. Listen, kids are the best lesson, how you just turn things around. Like, lost his eyesight, loves FLARP.
Loves FLARP, loves farty noises, and we should all have some. Yeah. So there you go. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Lee Minden and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, so while it's going to be, 70-ish again today, it feels different now, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah,
it feels different now. When the wind kicking up today and all that, Michaela was talking about yesterday, I was freezing, and I'm like, okay, remember when it was 40 a week ago?
Oh, yeah, and also everybody was like in shorts, taking in the sun yesterday. To me, I was so cold. It wasn't giving Vegas heat. But that's
And then I became that guy, and I don't mind admitting it. I saw, and it's going to be in Phoenix, it's going to be 85. And I looked and I went, nah, that's too much. We don't need
gorgeous.
We don't need that. Do you know how much that stupid castle thing that Jaden Smith wore on his head at the Grammys?
No.
Did you like that?
You know what? I'm not placing it in my mind right now. I didn't pay attention to him.
Oh.
Let me look. I'll look.
He had this big black castle on his head. They called it wearable art from a design house called Abodi. The reason why I just brought it up, it looks like a seventh grade art project.
Oh, I see it. I hate it. What?
Do you know how much that cost?
No.
You can get one for your own if you're looking for a Valentine's gift.
Great.
Take
how
a guess.
How much am I spending?
How much?
$1,000 just because it's
higher.
A question.
Higher.
$2,000.
Higher.
$10,000.
No, 60. Not that much.
60.
No. 60 what? Five. Dollars?
$60,000.
No. Lower than 10.
Five.
Yeah, $4,600.
Never. Wouldn't spend that to save my life. I don't even understand it. And I like obscure art, but you know what? Whatever. Okay, you know what? Good for you, Jaden. Who am I to judge?
But at least for $4,600, they'll custom make it for your head.
Oh, God. I hope so.
They'll custom size for you at $46,000. 60,000. Can you imagine, Adrian, if it was 60,000? And I know you just said it because that's crazy. It's crazy to think
about. Even 4,500 is crazy.
Listen, I love this. Did you guys see the thing that went viral yesterday with the American Airlines pilot with the passengers flying from Jacksonville to Miami?
No.
It was, he actually, the video is from last Thursday, one day after the crash in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
He got on the PA and he knew people were on edge, and he basically just said, hey, we're really glad to have you here today. I thought this quote was so great, and it's so true. He said, I want you to know I have no higher calling than to carefully land and professionally transport you to your destination today. Doesn't that make you like, buddy, I'll go wherever you want to go.
Anywhere.
You
God
take
bless
me.
Flight attendants. They're so good like that.
This was the pilot.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, that was the pilot who got on and said, I have no higher calling than to make sure you get where you're going. Well, because the part that I always tell everybody, I told you this when you were skydiving, that guy on your back, he don't want to die either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so
Mm-hmm. I put a lot of trust into people who are professional at what they do. And
yes.
It just has to be so high anyway. Like, I trust you, dude. I'm going to rely that you know what you're doing. And that pilot sounds wonderful. So sweet.
Yeah. Well, they, and honestly, they all are, you know, for the most part, they all I'm expecting a text from my buddy who's a pilot. I won't name the airline, but I'm expecting a text to come up any moment now that says not all pilots are that. He's a good one. Listen, Nicole Torres of Spring Valley is our new champion. Okay. Mm-hmm. I gasp. I recoil in astonishment knowing that Spring Valley got their first win in Michaela's hometown throwdown yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I'm looking through the list. Sunrise Manor leads the way. They are
the city of champions.
They've got 12 wins. Aliante also in double digits with 10. Rhodes Ranch and Silverado Ranch have 9. Hendertucky with 8. Centennial Hills 7. Best of the West and Mountain's Edge tied for 6th place with 6 wins each. And then, you know, and then it goes down from there.
Sure.
Shocked yesterday to find out that Nicole Torres got Spring Valley their very first win. She will defend her title and will play for Pitbull tickets. Okay. Pitbull's got his Vegas After Dark residency at Blue Live at Fontainebleau.
Fontainebleau.
I love that room. I really do.
So nice.
At Blue Live Wednesday, March 12th. And we're throwing in, there's a grand prize. So everybody qualifies for a pair of Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring store. Your chance to play Michaela's hometown throwdown, Nicole's chance to defend the honor of Spring Valley is all coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, that's pretty funny. We were Adrian and I were having just a little exchange, and I said, "Bro, this is not a day for me to leave things to chance."
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here. 98.5
KLUC.
I think we can all relate to that on occasion. You know, there are days where you're like, "Yeah, I don't care. We'll let it fly. It's good. Yeah. I got this. I can take whatever happened." No, today's probably a day that I should have.
Stick to the script.
Yeah, I should probably have things organized and ready to go. So, our returning champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, which is brought to you by Findlay Nissan and the Valley Auto Mall. What are we doing with the excitement?
Unlock excitement.
Unlock.
Yeah. Right. Take a little key.
She gave a little extra Italian on that one. Unlock the excitement. Hey, you got a problem with that?
Listen, you know what's funny?
You got a problem with me? Hey.
Somebody was editing a video of me, and they said, "I don't ever have to turn the volume on because I can tell where we're at just by your hand movements." And I was like, yeah, right, Jeff.
We know when the red light's on because the hands start moving.
Yeah, you know the vibe.
Hey, Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall, eh? Unlock excitement.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, Andrew Dice.
Love Andrew Dice.
Love you, Dice. You should move back here.
Oh, I know. I love him.
Isn't he the best?
The best. One of my favorite comedians.
And for the record, he's totally not, that's a character, people.
Really?
No, Dice is a... No, you know, do you know Dice?
No, I've never met him, but he's one of my favorite comics. But I didn't know if he was like that even like off stage.
Sweetest, most gentle. Could not be. And then once you kind of get him, once you get him going, then he kind of picks it up again.
Sure.
And then he kind of goes into it a little. But when you got him in, he's like, "No, it's really nice to meet you. You're really..."
God, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, Chuck.
You know who else we love? Nicole Torres of Spring Valley. The one who broke Spring Valley's proverbial, you know, and gave them their first win. Yeah. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Nick. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I don't remember you. I don't remember you having that voice. Yes, what's
going
on?
I know, we love
it. Hey, little champion's confidence today. I see what's going on here. Good you.
Surprises.
I know. Well, we've got one for you too coming up in just a minute. So get ready.
Okay.
And she's our champ. Who's our challenger?
We got Danielle Oberlander fighting for the glory of Dave and Buster's in downtown Summerlin.
All right.
I don't know if I have room for all of that.
Just put DMBs.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good.
Are you at work already?
I am headed there.
Dang, at 7:17 in the morning. Yeah. Dave and Buster's never sleeps.
I know. We're constantly having fun over here.
Wait, what were you going to say, Adrian?
Oh, she doesn't work there, but when I think of downtown Summerlin, I think of Dave and Buster's. So that's, to me, that's what she's representing.
Well, you've misled me, sir.
I'm just saying. same. I was kind of on that train too. I was like, go off.
Why are you going in at 7 a.m.?
You know, if you literally open the door, I'm going to walk through it. You know.
And I was holding his hand. I was like, yeah. Oh, Jen.
Yeah, that's good, David. I was like, so what do you, literally, I already had questions in my head. So what do you do at 7:17 in the morning? You got to count tickets? What are you doing? What, like, got to make pizzas? What happens? Okay. So what do you do at Downtown Summer? Never mind. I don't care. We'll talk about this later. First one to three. Can we just leave your personal stuff out of this? Oh, that's great. I too love Dave and Buster's. I do. Mm-hmm. All right, first one to three wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. And if neither of you are able to answer a question, I get a chance to steal. And if I, today is not the day that you, I'm just going to say this. Today is not the day that you are willing to put up with me winning. You don't want that to happen. Not today. Not ever. But especially not today. The quizmaster that you may be wondering is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Okay, girls. Billie Eilish's brother doesn't want their fans to attack any of the artists that beat them at the Grammys. What is his name?
Danielle
got in first, calmly.
Phineas?
Is that Phineas? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think you guys should fight. Everybody, peace and love. And I'm like, bro, in my head, I read that and I went, but when the fan bases fight, that's really good for business.
Oh, yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. So let them do their thing. The challenger goes up one zip.
Heidi Klum is leaving America's Got Talent and being replaced with this former Spice Girl on America's Got Talent as a judge who was formerly known as Scary Spice.
Oh, okay.
What's her name?
Nicole.
Nicole just got in under the buzzer.
Oh, my God. Is it
two?
Is it Jerry?
No.
No, but that was my favorite Spice Girl.
Danielle, would you like to steal?
I know the first thing, but I don't know the initial. So I'll go with Mel and see if that works.
Just pick one. Pick an initial. Pick one. Choose. Pick one. What? I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Mel B.
Mel B is correct.
Yes!
Wow, Danielle's up to zip. If she wins, we're all going to Dave and Buster's.
This comic, who was a cast member of SNL and famously dated Kim Kardashian, recently got all his tattoos lasered off and said it was really horrible. What's his name?
Danielle for the win.
Pete Davidson.
For the win. And the new champion. Is it Pete Davidson? Will you stop over there? Just kidding. He's frozen. You good? You good? You ready?
I'm good. I'm ready. What's this? Yes.
We got a new champion.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Good job, Danielle.
Wow. So Spring Valley's reign on top was short-lived. But we're also noticing this is the first win for Downtown Summerlin today.
So that's
kind of cool. Here's what also is cool. We are so filthy with Pitbull tickets that you're both winning tickets to the Pitbull Vegas After Dark residency at Blue Life Theater Wednesday, March 12th, courtesy of Live Nation. And you're both entered into the grand prize drawing for a pair of Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring store. So Danielle is our new champion, but everybody wins today.
Yeah.
Everybody wins today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Danielle, what do you do at Downtown Summerlin? How did we get mixed up in all of this?
I actually live right by Downtown Summerlin, but I don't work at Downtown Summerlin.
Fair enough. Do you live in those sweet condos that circle?
Is that where you live?
I actually live on the other side of Sahara in a sweet neighborhood over there, but not a sweet condo.
Yeah, no, I'll wave next time we go to Costco.
Sounds good. I'll be waving back.
Fantastic. And then we'll see you tomorrow to defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, coming up in just a minute, we'll tell you how you you could win your scoop of our 5K a day pile of cash that we're trying to give you just for listening to this show on the Odyssey app. If you're already doing that, much love. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate you. We would like to make that pay off for you. And we'll tell you how in just a second. Also coming up, the 177-second survey. You know, I think there's a shift in America, and I think we know that. Some of you are crazy. You know, you think it's awesome. Other people, not so much. But I want to get your read. I want to get your read on this. There are those who say that we need to bring back dangerous playgrounds. Now,
what?
It needs more of an explanation than I have time for right at the moment. As opposed to soft spaces, do we need to put a little danger back in kids' lives?
Oh my God, Trent.
Seriously, what did you do when you were a little kid? Everybody has this story. What did you do when you were a little kid that should have, at the very least, you should have been permanently disfigured?
I was on the monkey bars and I decided to do a flip. Also, it gets very hot here in Vegas. So the metal monkey bars would get very hot. And as I was doing a flip, my hands got too hot, fell right on my back. Yeah. And then I had to walk it off after I knocked the air out of myself.
And what was underneath you? It wasn't that spongy rubbery stuff.
Was just grass.
Yeah.
And the grass was dead because it was also very hot in Vegas. And no one
You didn't even have wood chips. You didn't even have wood chips. We always had wood chips. Well, later on, when I was little, we didn't even have wood chips. We had dirt and we liked it.
Yeah.
No, but one time I was out in the woods. There was like an old rotten log. Mm-hmm. And there was this big rock. So I picked up the log, which I'm sure wasn't that big because I wasn't that big, but I thought it was big and I thought I was big. And I picked it up over my head. I'm going to break. Because you slam the rotten log down on the rock and it explodes into a million pieces. Well, this rotten log was only rotten on one side. And on the other side, it was perfectly intact. It hit that rock, bounced back, hit me right in the bridge of the nose.
Oh my God.
And how I am not permanent. My nose split wide open and it didn't break it. It didn't break it. And I didn't need stitches.
Oh, and that was so bad.
That was the play. That was what the doctor told me was he goes, we could give you stitches. You'll have a scar. Which at the moment I was like, no, I don't want a scar. And my mom was like, let's see if we could do it with the butterfly bandage.
Then about
15 minutes later, I thought, a scar would be cool.
Yeah, that's hot.
I know.
A guy has a story.
Opportunity missed, I think.
Dang it, battle wounds.
That one. And I was an idiot kid riding on the back of a bicycle. And, you know, keep your feet out. Don't let your feet go in. Older kid, one of my cousins who I worshipped as a kid. I thought I was so cool because I was riding on the back of the bicycle with Michael, and oh man, I was a cool kid because I was hanging out with him. And we were going down a hill going really fast. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go ahead and put my foot in the spokes.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. And again, took some skin off, had a sprained ankle. Broke four spokes on the bike, which really was the major controversy because Michael was very angry to this day. We're fully formed adults now, many years later.
Still holds it against you.
Yeah, you still owe me a bike tire, he says. Oh, every time I see him. So do we need to put a little danger back in kids' lives? See, look at all the fun. When nobody's talking about that.
I'm like, well, I had a good time at Lorenzi side, and I'm happy that I'm still here.
Right. No, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better for it. with that, we have Hozier tickets. That concert announced yesterday. Hozier at T-Mobile Arena, Sunday, October 5th. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 2.
you get a shot at yours with the 177-second survey next.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I was laughing. I hear that because it really is true. Normal people, very normal people, really stupid, crazy lives. Mm-hmm. The stuff that we get are, okay, full disclosure, full on disclosure. But think about this. Adrian, just this past weekend, was right in the thick of it with all the stars, and he's becoming one himself in the WWE world.
Yes, honey.
You know, for real. And he was in Indianapolis. Michaela doing all this stuff. I mean, I can't believe that you're, you know, out hustling every night. It's like, really, you know, are you singing tonight? Yep, I'm singing. I've got three private events, and this, you know, it's like, oh my God. Truth be told, I am at the farm because in an alternate lifestyle, I'm the public address announcer for the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
And so and we've got a game against Detroit tonight in Seattle. So while you guys have 70, and Michaela was like, I don't know, the wind kicked up yesterday and I was so cold. And it's like, really, dude?
Yeah, everyone thought it was so beautiful out. And I was like, brr, a chill.
I'll post a picture. I'm in Seattle and I'm at the farm and we've got a couple inches of snow right now. Yeah, and it's foggy and it like it looks like Antarctica here.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's just snowy. It's snowy in winter. Mm-hmm. And cold. It is 27 degrees here right now.
Yeah.
it's wild. Adrian, so yes, normal people. Really crazy, weird lives. And thank you for taking the ride with us. We appreciate it. Elizabeth, thank you. Who is this, Adrian? All I know is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Venuti from the Southwest.
Hey, Elizabeth Venuti. Huh?
Hey.
So I was doing that for Michaela.
Yeah.
What's happening? I missed that. What?
No, I said, how are you enjoying the cold weather?
Oh, no, it's great. And thank you. Thank you for asking. Thank you. We're focused on you right now. And this may take up the whole 177-second survey. A new policy proposal in the Netherlands says that children's playgrounds are being made too safe and they're boring. So that maybe if kids, you know, they're not talking about putting a tiger pit below the monkey bars or anything like that, you know, or you know, rusted out slides, but they're like, they would increase kids' access to open outdoor play areas to, quote, climb, play with water and fire. Yes!
Not fire!
Sword fight with sticks.
Stop.
Build with hammers, rope, or knives.
Oh,
to
God.
Wrestle and fall and other types of risk-taking play. They're just trying to make it less boring because they're saying kids are on their devices because it's more fun than being outside.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, what say you?
Toughen them up. I say toughen them up.
Michaela?
Yeah, you could toughen them up. But also, like, my papa taught me how to use a hammer and a nail, and then I used the hammer on my thumb and, like, had a black and blue thumb for years. I mean, I'm still alive. So
of course.
For that.
We're all still alive. We're still alive.
And we have good stories because of it. Okay, you can toughen them up.
They talked to a mom. She said this could be a very good thing because we all kind of had to learn it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And she said it's all about learning about boundaries. And it might lead to a few bumps or cuts, but it helps kids make social contact and learn to deal with risks.
Yeah, okay.
Adrian is the only parent here. What say you, sir?
Hey, man, some of these places are kind of dangerous. Some of them. I'm saying it's super steep. Sire's falling all over the place. Like, they'll get it in. Just take the device away from them. They'll get it in. They'll figure it out.
Yes,
they'll get it in. That's right. I love
Sire's
that.
Falling all over the place.
Elizabeth, would you tell a friend if they had BO?
Absolutely.
They looked at how many people Absolutely. Would tell a close friend something that they might not want to hear. Two-thirds of us would speak up if they had BO. Would you tell a close friend Michaela, would you tell a close friend if they have BO?
Oh, yeah, I'd tell a not close friend. I wouldn't want them to be embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't. You don't have to be too close of a friend.
Mm-mm. No way.
The other night, somebody goes,
I don't want to be too close to them.
Right, yeah, right. The other night, somebody goes, hey, I don't want you to be embarrassed or anything, but I would hope you would tell me. You've got something stuck in your teeth. I'm like, what took you so long? We've been standing here for an hour. I'm more offended that you didn't tell me.
Uh-huh.
Would you tell a close friend, Elizabeth, if they drink too much?
Depending on if they're driving, yes. If they're not, go ahead.
Interesting, Michaela.
Yeah, well, that was a good play. God, would I tell somebody if they're drinking too much, a close friend? If it came up in a conversation organically, I would. But I wouldn't just outright give that information.
You got to make sure you're willing to not be hanging out with them at the bar anymore.
Uh-huh.
If you tell them that and you're a close friend, they're going to hear you.
Yes.
They're either going to hate you or they're going to stop completely. And then your hangout partner, maybe not so much. So you got to be really careful. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful, but you also got to watch out for your friends too. Would you tell, just really quick, bad breath? Ooh, yes. Bad breath. Is bad breath more personal than BO?
If they're in your face, it is.
If they're in your face, it is.
I love her. You're great. Have fun at Hozier, the Unreal Unearthed Tour.
Face, back up.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, maybe go seek a dental professional. You got a bad tooth or something, bro. Have fun at Hozier. And then, but if Hozier does stink, keep it to yourself. You're not that close. You know what I mean? You guys aren't that tight.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So you just had a late birthday present come in?
I did. I wear this perfume that Lisa has to order. So it came in yesterday. And I'm obsessed with it. However, she said she wanted to get me another gift as well. And I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know.
What is it? But it was expensive.
Yeah. So I love. You can tell. Can I say it?
Okay. Yeah, I know you don't. I know you're trying not to look bougie, but we all have our moments.
Well, I'm bougie-ish. Like I'm bougie on a discount.
This is why I love this story because, okay, so what is it that it was a Louis Vuitton bag?
I'm obsessed with this Louis Vuitton backpack. But I will never buy a Louis Vuitton for full price. I did.
Because how much are they?
Ago.
How much are they?
$2,000, $1,000. And I did. I had saved my money. Mm-hmm. I saved my money years ago. Got stolen out of my friend's car. And I vowed I would never do it again. So this backpack I like. She said, well, I really wanted to get you that. But I wanted to get you the perfume. I said, well, if you buy it full price, I don't want it. I want you to go to Max Pawn. And I want you to get it there. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Brilliant.
And that's where I get, literally, it's where I get my Louboutins. Any designer thing that you see on me, I get from Max Pawn. It's the best. Okay. I feel like it's.
How much are they paying you to say that?
No, I wish they were. Will you? Are you listening?
Yeah, get Gina back in here. On? Yeah. Gina, come back in the studio. We got to talk to you about it. Gina's our boss. Corner office Gina. Cog. I call her now. Corner office Gina.
Well, if Amy wants something, I'll go. I'm so ladies, bless me off. Adrian, can I get your girl something? I got you.
Okay, well, here's how bougie I am. I'll play in this sandbox. I don't know that I would want something. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's perfect. I'm sure it's fine. I don't know that I would want something.
Somebody else's
I have a problem with pre-owned. I do.
Do you? That's okay. I think a lot of people do. I think it's a very split thing. I have a problem with paying full price. So I'm going to suck it up and get that little used bag.
That's great.
Maybe sage it out. But no, a lot of people, I think, feel like that.
You mean kind of you would sage the bag to get all the evil spirits and stuff off of it?
Yeah. It's a good idea, right?
You mean that. That's really funny. You really would do that.
1,000%. I really do that. I do. I take some sage.
How do we feel about knockoff bags?
Love them. Yeah.
I had a friend that they were a neighbor when I lived in Portland. And she had a pretty good business going. To what extent, we had no idea. One day, literally the ATF is swarming her house. And we're like, what the? And she and her husband had had a nasty breakup. He went to his buddy's bachelor party and got the stripper pregnant. Hang on, are the kids still in the car? Some of you might have to explain some stuff today.
Yours, babes.
So he went to the bachelor party, got the stripper pregnant. So they had this ugly breakup. But then when she started going after him for, you know, what he thought was too much, which, by the way, if you go get the stripper pregnant, is there such a thing as too much?
I don't know. You know,
he ratted her out to the feds.
Oh my God.
And it turned out she was the biggest Kate Spade knockoff dealer.
Stop.
In the Western United States.
Because Kate Spade was the bad.
Yes.
And those knockoffs were the bomb.
Yeah, they were good. You couldn't tell the difference.
No, uh-uh.
In fact, the story from Kate supposedly was Kate Spade herself was upset. That's why it became a federal thing, because she was like, I want all of them, you know?
Yeah, there was a time you could go to New York, a couple of different places, to get these designer bags. And then when they started really catching on, it's very difficult now. But I still have my sources.
For your knockoff bags?
Yeah.
So why don't you just get a Louis? Why don't you just get a Louis backpack knockoff?
Because here's the problem. I did have one. It was the one I got in New York in 2021. Right. But they're not that sturdy. They like break after a while. You pay good money because they kind of last forever. They hold their value. So I think I'd like to have a real one.
Text line. Just hit it. They'll give you one for $250 with a 90-day guarantee. 90 day.
Yeah, okay.
No, let's negotiate that guarantee.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Listen, one more day of the really good weather. 76 today. Oh no, it's only going to be 70 tomorrow. It kind of starts going back to where we ought to be around, you know, like 60. 60s is great. Think about this. A week ago, it was like 40. We're all freezing.
I know it. And 60 feels like it's going to be cold to me. But when you're in the 40s, you're like, no, this is wonderful.
Yeah, but then when you get a little bit of this 75, and it's like,
I know,
this is why we live here. So listen, I don't want to jump in with bad news. I'm not trying to freak anybody out, but here we go again. Astronomers in Chile have just spotted a massive asteroid. We got a 1.3% chance of that thing hitting Earth in 2032. You got 7 years to get your act together. Get yourself right with the Lord.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a 98.7 chance that it won't hit us. But it's pretty scary when you think about it. They say this thing is about 300 feet wide. That's like a football field.
Yeah.
Wide. Mm-hmm. It's not big enough to be a planet killer, they say, but it won't be good. According to the good folks at space.com. Now, I don't know if they really know what they're talking about or whether they were just smart enough to get the, you know, to get the, whatever you call it, the address, the name, the, sure. Yeah.
Sure. Here's the thing. I want to hear this, but I'm listening with skepticism. I'm going to keep listening.
According to them, it would create a massive crater, destroy buildings up to 9 miles away. That's it? 9 miles? That's it? I mean, that's a lot, but it would shatter windows more than 60 miles away and trigger a massive earthquake that would destroy stuff over a much larger area. Well, okay, now let's think about this, because I don't know, maybe if we could tilt the planet and just, you know, maybe we need a do-over on certain places.
Yeah, so we need, yeah.
It would also kick up a ton of dust and debris that would linger in the atmosphere, or if it hit the ocean, it would cause a massive tsunami. Just to give you an idea, an asteroid half this size hit eastern Russia in 1908, flattened 80 million trees over an area about 800 square miles. Again, 1.3% chance, so probably none of that happens. Mm-hmm. One expert says he thinks it'll just pass on by.
Yeah, here's when I hear these things, it reminds me of the way that we all prepared for 2000 when we all thought the world was going to end. I personally was at a Spice Girls party. I was 10, and what a way to go if I was going to. But hearing these stories of like things hitting planet, the planet Earth, I'm like, they always hype it up, but it's never really that big of a deal.
I'm sure there were plenty of people who at the time wished it would hit that Spice Girls party. I'm just saying it's like probably.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
So listen, we had this story planned, and then I was like, no, Michaela, we got to move it because it can't have, you know, we just talked about the kid on the Good Feeling Stories of the Day a minute ago, but the kid who likes FLARP and it makes him happy. He's, you know, kid who got lost his eyesight. So he's in the hospital and he likes with the FLARP stuff and making the noises and it makes him happy. And I was like, well, we can't possibly do this story as well because it's too much and people will think that we're immature.
Sure.
And then I realized they think that anyway, so who cares? You know what I mean? And this is totally different than the other one. A 25-year-old woman in the UK just became the first person to plead guilty to cyber farting. Okay, you may wonder what that is, cyber farting. She harassed her partner's ex last month by sending a series of videos where all she does is fart into her phone and laugh.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
She sent the first four videos on December 22nd, and then four more over the next few days. Merry Christmas!
Yeah, great. Cops into her phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like a good way to get pink eye.
I swear to God, I wanted to say it. I was waiting.
Well, this is why we're here together, because we just pick each other up. Cops got involved and told her, knock it off. She said, you can't stop me, copper.
Oh my God.
And continued to send more videos on December 26th and again on New Year's Day. The ex said the videos made her feel unsafe in her own home.
If
you feel threatened, you feel threatened. I'm not great. I'm not victim shaming, victim blaming, victim whatever. But come on, fart videos. And you're like,
I actually feel like I would think it was pretty iconic. I might want to be her friend after I would get those videos. It's so stupid.
Hey, what a shock. Rhiannon, the one who's been sending the videos. Mm-hmm. Her lawyer told a judge that the two women have bad blood. Okay, I think that's a given. Mm-hmm. And what? That Rhiannon had been drinking when she sent the texts over WhatsApp. Rhiannon admitted to it. The judge sentenced her to probation. She's got to do some rehab. She can't drink for 2 months. Oh, and they tacked on a 2-year restraining order. Moral of the story, don't send the video. Honestly, don't send the videos at all.
Just don't
leave anything that can be traced. Just really, let's be honest here. Don't send no texts, no videos, especially not the farty ones. They don't like it.
Yeah. What are you on probation for? Farting in my phone, sending them to my ex.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, we'll make this quick. Up until a few years ago, nobody could figure out how long the days are on Saturn. Why we care? I don't know. But also, nobody could figure it out. Because there are thousands of miles of clouds that block the view of Saturn. Okay.
Wow.
Is Saturn the one with the rings around it?
Yeah.
I thought we saw that quite clearly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen pictures and stuff, but all right. Now, using new data from the Cassini spacecraft, NASA researchers believe that they've solved it. So if anybody ever does ask you moving forward the length of a day on Saturn, it's 10 hours, 33 minutes, and 38 seconds.
I could see that coming up in conversation, so thank you for that.
The last minute and a half, you're never going to get back of your life. The last 6. You're welcome, America.
Yes.
From the 1700s through the early 1900s, the second most spoken language in the United States, what do you think it was?
Spanish?
German.
Oh, wow.
Well, the immigrants that had come over.
Of course, yeah.
During World War I, we're fighting Germany, and they're like, hey, That's the enemy. Knock it off. Today, German.
I just love how you said that. You're like, you're fighting the enemy. Hey, knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off. We don't know. We don't know. Are you or hey, you one of them? You know how people are. Well, you are. Can't trust you now. Today, German is the 13th most spoken language in the U.S. English, number one. Mm-hmm. You already know number two, Spanish. What do you think number three is?
Ooh, French?
It'll make sense. I would have said French, too. Chinese, three. Chinese, okay. Three. Tagalog, four.
Really?
Yeah. Filipinos.
Yeah.
French, five. Vietnamese, Arabic, Korean, and then it all goes into number 13, German. How about that? I find stuff like that fascinating. It's amazing. Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And more interviews are uploaded right now on the Unlikely Podcast. Go check it out on YouTube and the Odyssey app, which you can download for free.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-E-H, and I'll be at Delilah tonight, so come by and say hi.
Oh my God, you never take a break.
It never ends.
Whew. Delilah on a Tuesday?
Yeah, babe. Just want to surprise the people.
Obviously, you didn't see it. It's the radio. She flips her hair. Oh, all right. Yeah, I love that.
Slammed.
All right, good. Well, everybody have an amazing day. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.